Oh God.
What are the vibes? What are the vibes?
What are the vibes telling me? What are the vibes?
If you were listening to me, you know who to pick.
Hello and welcome to The Bits. This is Paulina.
I'm Quinn.
And this is Claire.
How y'all doing?
I'm great.
Are you excited for today?
Yeah. We have got a heck of a show for you because we've decided that you could not be more excited for us to do a draft.
Mock draft.
A mock draft to pick the top three lines for Canada's men's Olympic hockey team in 2026. You know what? It's 2024, but you can never be too ready.
Well, they're starting to announce the players for Team Canada, which includes Connor McDavid, of course,
which is
McKinnon.
Stunning.
They've announced the first six for the four nations, right?
So yeah, four nations in 2025.
So yes. USA, Canada, Finland, Sweden?
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah. And I'll be honest, Canada is looking dangerous.
Not the US?
US is looking okay, but not as... Didn't I say USA?
Yeah.
Yeah. USA looks good, but Canada looks friggin' dangerous. Like, I don't know.
Well, they're always good, but then it just depends on how everybody plays, how everybody meshes. So that's why we're going to do this, because...
We were like...
Here's the thing. I'm taking it very seriously. I have numerous options on who will play center on my top line. And if that pick is gone, then I have different wingers for each center. I might be overly prepared. Paulina, how are you going to pick?
I'm seeing a lot of handwritten notes.
I have two pages worth of notes.
I would say Quinn is arguably the most prepared. She took this pretty seriously. As I do most drafts, if you know me and you've done drafts with me in the past for like NHL or NFL, I go off of vibes a lot of the time. And sometimes that goes really well and sometimes it is a huge bust. But luckily there's like limited... You know, we're only picking six people, so your team is probably going to be pretty good regardless. But I'm going off of, you know, I like a good story. I like to go with my heart.
So you're not worried about like who's the puck carrier, who's the shooter on the line?
I think you're more analytical.
In the quarter. Yeah, got it. And Claire?
I did try. I am not as prepared as maybe either of you.
No, I think Paulina is saying that she is.
So you're not as prepared as vibes.
I think you put a bit more into it than like even with football and real ones. Like even if you're going off vibes, like you've thought about it a little bit.
Yeah. Well, football, I've said this before. Football, I just know very well.
Yeah.
Better than hockey, okay, arguably.
Yeah,
so this is a little bit. This is a lot more vibe centered
okay,
than
it.
Football.
So yeah, I'd say I tried to think about who would complement each other well.
Oh God.
But that,
okay.
I didn't go deeper than my one pick. So if you take my guy, it's vibes.
So I'm guessing you've picked Connor McDavid. So if
who?
You don't
Connor
pick
who?
First,
I'm definitely
you could be
not.
In trouble.
I'm definitely not picking Connor McDavid.
That's a wink. Okay, we got to get the draft order. So we've got our real random randomizer up here.
Okay, let's do it. I'm real excited to see how this goes. Click to spin. Okay, let's find out who's choosing first. Suspense. Oh, God damn you.
Claire.
It's me. I really thought that was it was slowed down big time on Quinn's name. So I thought that was her, but I will be selecting first. Let's see who's selecting second. That's got to be Quinn.
No.
It's just me again.
I honestly wanted to pick third.
Yeah, third. I would
out
say
of three,
first
third
and
is going to be yeah.
First and third is definitely the best.
Yeah. So just to let
that?
Everybody know, we're going to be doing what is called a snake draft.
Yeah.
So we go one through three and then three through one through three through one as we go. So you can see it's kind of a windy little snake. And as a reminder, we will also be picking, we're picking three forwards, obviously our top line, two defensemen, our favorite defensive pairing, a goaltender, and a coach.
Just for funsies. Let's
just
throw
a
coach in
just
there.
Just for fun, we're going to throw a coach in because, you know, like I got some, I mean, I've got some vibes on like a wonderful coach who loves cats.
And this has nothing to do with the playoffs being over, right? And us not being ready to let go of hockey for the summer.
It has a little bit of that. And like, but yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Like, can we ever let go of hockey? There's like, there's no off season in hockey. Come on. And I mean, the Oilers released their schedule on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And they just finished playing hockey like 8 days ago.
It's a very strange position to be in because we haven't played this late into the season.
June 24th.
For a while. And then now it's like, oh, new season starts in like a few months. So there's not a lot of downtime, which is a good thing for fans. So this is a little different than a regular, you know, hockey draft because we're not drafting, you know, bench players or backup forwards or anything. We're just doing starting line.
We're snorkeling into a draft.
Yeah. Normally you're drafting a lot more players, but we are just doing starting line and we will see who we think ultimately prevails with the best starting lineup for Team Canada.
And maybe we'll put it to a vote for the people who listen
and
follow.
I think that's
an excellent idea. We've got our dedicated Bits listeners and they deserve to be a part of this.
Yeah.
So,
maybe we want to talk about
like the unofficial commissioner here.
Good idea.
And so, you know, we can kind of talk as we go, but I think it's time to start making some picks. So, Paulina, you are on the clock.
What kind of time do we have here? 30 seconds per pick?
Yeah, sounds good. Okay, well, I'm going to go with a real, real crazy.
Probably a sleeper.
Indie
here.
Pick. Real sleeper. I'm going to go with the captain of the Edmonton Oilers. The greatest player on earth, Connor McDavid. And I don't really think I need to explain why.
You definitely do not.
Okay.
So your center, Connor McDavid, is off the board. This is easy for me as we move along. I will also be picking a center. I will be picking the second best center in the world, Nathan MacKinnon.
Good pick. Good pick. Yeah, Solid pick.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I am going to honor a senior citizen of the group, and I'm gonna pick Sidney Crosby.
You know, I like it. I think I would have probably gone that direction potentially because
I have to be honest, if I was picking third, I was gonna pick a goalie. Because then the center, like nobody else is taking Sidney, right? But now you get the chance to
I don't think I would have gone for him first pick, but
I thought we were going in order of our.
Have we done other drafts that way?
Never.
No.
So I'm not totally sure why I went that route.
You know what? Sidney is
you
a
can
solid
pick
guy.
You can pick any position now.
Yes.
As we weave the snake back up, Claire, you are on the clock.
Okay. Well, I'm going to. Okay. Fuck.
This is actually a pretty accurate depiction of how drafts often go because it's very stressful. You have to start scrambling
multiple
on the fly.
It's actually not stressful if you're prepared.
Multiple tabs are open. Yeah. Well.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Kale McCarr.
Oh, good. I mean,
now I'm upset.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Don't you wish you would have not said anything and just let me go top to bottom of my center.
Yeah, now you would have been going to a left
winger of some sort. Other wingers that I'm really keen to get. Okay, Quinn, you're up.
Okay, so with my second pick of the 2024 mock Canadian hockey team draft for the 2026 Olympics, I am proud to select from the Edmonton Oilers, Stuart Skinner.
Oh. You did that to hurt me.
Well, Claire wanted to hurt me by picking Kale McCarr, the best defenseman in the world.
Okay, well, whatever. Is it my turn? Who cares? Okay.
Have you ever drafted? Yes, it's your turn.
I lost all sense of purpose.
Usually we're doing this either in a large group with a lot of like beer and preparation. Or we're doing it behind the privacy of our own screen.
We're not used to the turns being this quick either.
They're usually 90 seconds minimum.
That's okay. I got this.
Do you?
I do. Okay. Well, this is not a very surprising choice for me, as you could probably guess. I might be going with my heart on this one, and I'm going to draft Zachary Hyman.
Weird.
Sweet guy. Got to have the sweet guy on the roster. If it was...
I'm playing with Connor McDavid. We know it works pretty well.
We know it works. I'm actually only drafting Oilers players. I'm just trying to get a starting line that's all Oilers. Mm-hmm. I would have said if my second pick would have either been Stu or it would have been Zach. So I'm okay.
Okay.
I get to go again.
Yeah, you're back on the Snaker. Clock.
Okay, well, I am a little concerned. I think we can agree that the goalie position is a little thin for the Canadian teams.
You know what? It's honestly just thin. Well, I mean, European goalies definitely are the top goalies in the NHL. That is the highest percentage of goalies in the NHL.
Are we assuming
Canada is second with like about 33% of star goalies that have played in the NHL this season?
Are we assuming Carter Hart is non-draftable?
Yeah, we're.
I would prefer
not to draft Carter Hart. We're gonna make him disqualified because we can do whatever we want in this draft, and he has some allegations against him that don't sit well with us. So, I am going to go with Golden Knights goalie Aiden Hill.
Excellent pick.
He did take them to the Stanley Cup once, so I think that he's a solid choice in net.
It was between him and Skinner for me, so
yeah,
I like the pick. All right, so with my third pick in the draft, I'm not going to worry about my wingers. I think I got to get a defenseman on the board here, and I am going to go with Winnipeg Jets defenseman Josh Morrissey.
Nice.
Why him?
Yeah.
You know what? He is probably the best left defenseman, Canadian defenseman. I close second would be my next pick, who I will not say because I would prefer to not lose him.
Okay.
So I'm going to be able to stop goals. And with Nathan MacKinnon, I'm also going to be able to score goals.
All right. Well,
I would argue that I can do the same thing.
I am going to go ahead and pick my other defense because I want this pairing. And I am going to go for Morgan Riley with Makar.
Okay.
All right.
Husband of Tessa Virtue.
He's steady, reliable, moves the puck well, and then paired with Makar. I think it's going to be
good thinking. You know what? I've actually, just personally, I've boycotted all Toronto Maple Leafs due to the fact that they clearly have no ability to play under pressure.
I thought you might boycott Aiden Hill for that same reason, and Mark Stone for that matter.
Well, you know,
you hate Vegas.
We're here cheering for Canada.
I'm a little less salty. I'm trying to put these things aside right now. Get me wrong. If Matthew Tkachuk was a Canadian person, I would not be drafting him. But I think for the most part, I'm going to put all of that aside, and I'm a little less salty towards Vegas this year.
Well, and frankly, it's like, for me, it's like it's performance based, right? Like, the Golden Knights have proven that they can win. The Toronto Maple Leafs have not proven they can win.
No, yeah. I mean, that is fair point. That is a fair point. Yeah.
Okay, Claire, you're back on the clock.
I'm back up.
So you've got both your defensemen and you've got a center.
Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling a little old. Like, my players. Like, I want to choose Marchand, but I'm a little worried that
I like him with Crosby, so
me too, right? Or are you just saying that because you don't want me to choose someone else?
No, that is in my handwriting in my notebook.
Mm-hmm. Well, why wouldn't you, right?
That's, and like, I don't like him because I don't have that center. So
okay,
so you're going Brad Marchand.
I'm going Brad Marchand.
That's a good combo.
Marchand. I guess that's wrong. Brad Marchand.
Marchand.
Oh, now I've picked a left defenseman. I might as well have just told you who I was going to pick. Thomas Chabot. He's the next best lefty within Canada was born in Canada. That's really good English. Anyways, all right. With my next pick, I am going to pick a winger to go with Nathan MacKinnon. And this is kind of a fun one for me. I'm going to take from the Nashville Predators. Ooh. Two-time Stanley Cup winner, Steven Stamkos.
Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of the Predators, they're stacked from the free agency.
They did real well in free agency.
They won the free agency a little bit.
Edmonton didn't do so bad either. So.
Where'd you put Stamkos?
I'm putting him on the left wing.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
He is a center, but he can play wing. So I'm going to put him on the wing with Nathan MacKinnon because I like how they're probably going to play together.
Mm-hmm.
You got MacKinnon, the puck mover.
I do respect the way you are thinking of the on-ice chemistry. Between both of you. Both of you are really
Well, you're not.
I have some good picks, but I'm, again, we're going off of some vibes a little bit. But I mean, how do you not play well with Connor McDavid and Hyman? Mm-hmm. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. I also know that, yeah, I already know that they play well together. Okay, my turn?
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gents.
Mostly ladies.
All right, ladies.
Fuck the gents.
No, I'm going to...
We love the gents.
I'm going to a position that would probably... We might lean towards a later pick position. But I'm going to go for it now because I think that Quinn would snag him before I could get to him. And I want to grab my coach now. And this is a coach. This is a coach that I actually really respect. Despite really strongly disliking the Florida Panthers, I have a lot of respect for their coach, Paul Maurice. And I'm gonna have to draft him. He's an East Coast boy. And he is a true leader. He's just like a solid guy. And he is the only reason he's the only flowers I could throw to the Panthers this year, you know? So I'm going to go with Paul Maurice. I'm sorry. I know he had that cat sweater, which really spoke to you.
Or whatever. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You know what? That's okay. I actually like my coach picks, so I'm okay.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. You're back on the clock. You've picked your coach. So you have a winger, a center, a goalie, and a coach. You got no defenseman.
I've got no D. Okay.
No, yeah, we know that.
You don't know.
We know.
No, we know.
Oh, God.
What are the vibes? What are the vibes?
What are the vibes telling me? What are the vibes
telling me? If you were listening
to me,
you'd know who to pick.
Well, right.
The only lefty that is left that would be respectable in this draft plays for the Ottawa Senators.
You don't tell me what to do. I was going to go with...
She's like, who plays for the Senators? Just
gonna don't tell me what to do. I know where I'm going. I don't know if I'm drafting a D. Maybe I'm drafting another right winger. Or maybe I'm drafting another winger. You don't know. Don't draft Bouchard. You can't have all Oilers. I am going to draft Dougie Hamilton.
Okay, that's a really respectable pick.
Thank you.
You vibe with a guy named Dougie?
I don't know. It just seemed right in the moment. I wish I knew more about him. That would have helped my decision.
That's okay.
I mean, he played for the Bruins, and he plays for the Devils, which is kind of cool. I don't know.
He also played for the Flames.
Right. But that's okay. That was not recent.
All right, so with my pick,
whoa,
I'm going to go
one
over...
One second. Sorry. I just one quick fact about Dougie. He went to Yale University. So he's a smart guy. Smarty pants. Dougie. You don't think that a guy named Dougie is going to an Ivy League school, but he proved them wrong, so he's going to prove everyone wrong in this draft.
Okay. With my who knows which number of pick, I'm going to go over to the right wing. I should probably take a right shot defenseman, but I'm not really that worried about what Pauline is going to pick on defense. So I don't think I have to worry about her taking anyone.
Not my strong suit.
You know what? I am going to go with from the Tampa, no, Tampa Bay Lightning, Braden Point.
See, I was going to take him. And now
sorry.
You took him.
Yeah, he would have been pretty good with Sidney Crosby, but he wasn't the right wing that I had matched with Crosby anyways, so.
Statistically, I should pick Mitchell Marner, but I don't like him or the fact that he plays for the Leafs because I already have a Leafs player, so that just doesn't add up. I'm struggling to remember if Verhaeghe can play on the right, and I believe he can. So I'm going to go ahead and take Carter Verhaeghe of the Florida Panthers on my right wing.
Excellent choice.
Thanks, Quinn.
Now for your second last pick, actually.
I know, and I'm struggling a little bit.
So a defender or coach? Oh, no.
No, I just need a goalie or a coach.
Who are your two defensemen again? Cale Makar and Morgan Riley.
Morgan Riley. So that is going to be deadly. Probably a winning duo, if you ask me. Yeah. Okay, so it's kind of, like you've already mentioned, a bit slim pickings for quality goaltenders. So I'm going to go with a guy that I think we were all aware of throughout the season. And because I have his captain on our team, I'm going to go for Tristan Jarry.
We like that. Former Edmonton Oil King. He won a Memorial Cup with the Edmonton Oil Kings. They in the semifinal, they were playing the Quebec team, and I cannot remember who it was at this point, but they went into triple overtime. Whoa. And I was in London covering it at the time, and I remember that he had like an inch of sweat in his skates because he had sweat so much. Like his legs were so heavy from playing three overtimes, and then they went into the final and beat the Guelph Storm, wow, scoring six goals. It was an absolutely incredible thing to see. And so I love Tristan Jarry's character. Good Edmonton kid, comes back to Edmonton every summer, goes to, I saw him at Edmonton Folk Fest last year. So
really?
I like your pick. Yeah.
Well, and I've heard of goalies. Which goalie was it that was drilling holes into the bottom of their skates so that the sweat could drip out?
Whoa.
I feel like you would, if you were a goalie, remember, you would do that, Quinn. Like if he's got an inch of sweat after six periods of hockey, you've got 2 inches after
I've
two
got
periods.
6 gallons.
Yeah.
My this skates girl, are full.
She's sweaty, wearing Crocs on the bottom. Sweaty, like they're, yeah, they are Crocs.
Oh my god,
skates.
Croc skates.
And like I'm like actually just like flooding the ice.
Yeah. You're a mini Zamboni.
Yeah, I'm a little Zamboni in the crease.
Croc skates.
We could
dibs,
probably
patent pending.
Yeah, Croc skates with Zamboni features. I'm sure that's an accessory you can stab into the top like
we're
a gibbet.
We're gonna be so rich.
You're welcome for that. Fucking
Tristan, I think you're probably our first guy, yeah, to wear them. So.
To take those for a spin.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Spin. We got an influencer for it and everything. Wow.
We'll ask him at Folk Fest this year. All right. Okay, so with my second last pick, I am
this
I'm
is
saving
your last
my
pick.
Coach. No, I still have a coach. I have mm-hmm. a defenseman and a coach.
Okay.
So with my second last pick, I will be picking on right defense. I also think he's pretty handsome. Alex Pietrangelo.
I mean, I get it, but I also, ugh, that guy grinds my gears. Great player.
Why are you picking him? Because he's handsome?
No, because he's also a really good defenseman.
Oh, you did say that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? He is handsome. Yeah. You'd spoon him for sure. Okay, well, I have my remaining D, and you guys weren't going to snatch him up. I feel pretty confident about this, but I like him. And
you weren't snatching up that D either. Okay, sorry.
Sorry, I just disassociated from my body. Paulina left the building. Mentally. I am going to go with Drew Doughty.
Oh.
Why
did
you guys
do that
hate him so
out
much?
Of spite?
I love Drew Doughty. That's an excellent pick.
You're lying.
I am not lying to you. I mean, I would have picked Evan Bouchard, but
I know
I love Drew Doughty.
I did kind of want to pick Evan.
Why? Ew. No.
I like Drew. I actually picked him as a potential who would you spoon in one of our past episodes. We both have like a cute like matching toothless thing happening. Like I don't know, I see a little bit of myself in him aside from like any athletic ability whatsoever.
Okay.
But I and listen, like he's been to the Olympics playing for the Canadian
he's
national
a
team.
He's won a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, I think he's a solid. I think he's a solid pick on this team. I feel
I
no regret
agree
for
with
this.
You. I'm not sure if you have two. You might have two right-handed D's there.
No.
But you know
oh,
what?
Dougie Hamilton. Well, yeah, you know what? We're just going to pretend that
fantasy
whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean, this is meant to be the best line.
Yeah, you're right.
This well, is whatever.
What? We'll let the bitties
decide. You know what? I'm pretty sure I earlier said that. Yeah, I've made some mistakes. Listen.
There's, this came together quickly. It's not a fantasy draft unless you have draft regret at the end. And this is my one thing that
I literally have none.
I think we all know.
I've thought this through. I did hours of research.
I still feel pretty good about my team thus far. But I think we can all agree my first D pick, I was a little out of sorts.
I'm pretty sure.
Drew, I feel confident about. Dougie, I mean, happy to have you. Probably if doing it over, I wouldn't have chosen him.
Is it your pick again?
Yep. Got to go with the right winger now.
Oh, right winger. My final pick. Yes, I actually had this. I had this one in my back pocket. I am going to go with.
Do the right thing.
What's the right thing?
Way to fuck with her.
Yeah, I was like, I had my pick queued up, and then Quinn said, "Do the right thing," and now I'm like, "What's the right thing? I don't know."
She's scrolling, whispering to herself, "Do the right thing.
Do the right thing. Do the right thing." Yeah, whatever. I'm going with what I was gonna do anyway. I am gonna go with Swedish Canadian player William Nylander, old Billy Nylander,
Billy Knee.
You know, he's a good player. I know I get that the Leafs are cursed, but I think with this team he might have a chance. I mean, we've got,
he's a fantastic player,
Coach Paul.
Yep.
We got huge Connor, who can, you know, inspire.
Oh, him with Connor McDavid, deadly.
And Zach Hyman.
Thank you.
Yeah, doing the work.
And I can only assume that he is a huge ABBA fan, coming from Swedish roots. And you know how I feel about ABBA. So mm-hmm. I'm going to go with second biggest ABBA fan in the world.
Next to you.
William Nylander.
Very good.
Okay. For my coach, this is an interesting one, but I'm actually going to go with Vancouver Canucks head coach Rick Tocchet.
That's who I was going to go with.
Because I absolutely love what he did with the Canucks this year. Yeah. You know, frankly, they won the division. They couldn't beat the Oilers in the playoffs when it mattered, but they won the division, a team that shouldn't have probably won the division, and they did. So Ricky Tocchet is getting my call behind the bench.
Oh, well, you've left it wide open for me to pick up our sweet sharp pencil.
I mean, of course.
How can you not pick the guy who,
of course,
made it the furthest for a Canadian team? So
love that.
I'm going to take Knobs. I did have Tocchet lined up because I thought Knobloch would be gone.
I actually am surprised as well. I love our coach options for Canada. Like, I mean,
absolutely. Full of great guys. And
I can't believe Knobs went third for the coaches, though.
Speaking of coaches, there's big announcement.
Oh.
The first ever full-time NHL female assistant coach or coaching staff member on the bench in...
with the Seattle Kraken?
Yeah, Jessica Campbell.
So congratulations to Jessica Campbell. This is absolutely incredible.
It's historic.
And it's historic. And it's incredibly well-deserved. We know that people, the window lickers of the world are going to say, oh, are they just doing this to have a woman behind the bench?
Is she ready for
this job?
Yeah.
How many people in the comments are like, but is she qualified? Like, shut, like, don't.
So
like,
let's yeah, go. She,
let's talk about
it. Okay, but what I was going to say is I can't wait to be able to draft a woman head coach one day.
Yes.
On our cast. On
would
our
love
podcast.
It.
Yeah.
But yes, please dive into her receipts.
Name 10 teams.
Name 5 players.
People
all right.
Are so dumb.
So, Jessica Campbell. So I am lucky enough to have a pal of mine whose son played for the Coachella Valley team, in which she was the assistant coach for the last 2 years. So keep in mind, this team, she is the assistant coach. This team has gone to the Calder Cup final for the last 2 years in a row.
Wow.
They are a good hockey team. Mm-hmm. The sense within the room is that the players really respected her there. They completely support the promotion and think that this is incredibly well deserved. And also another thing, they thought that she was meant to move up to the NHL as an assistant coach rather than moving into the head coaching role with the AHL team. Wow. So, you know, maybe her head coaching days are a ways ahead, but she's taking the right path and she's doing it the right way right now. And I'm very excited to see. I mean, of course, it's a division foe, right? So we can't cheer too hard for the Seattle Kraken.
No, of course not.
But go get them, Jessica.
And she's a player, too. She
played in the Women's Hockey League in Calgary. In the Canadian Women's Hockey League, mm-hmm. when it existed. And it sounds
like she's played an advisory role for the PWHL, their inaugural season, which obviously she should.
Yeah.
But that's very cool. Excited to hear that news. And hopefully one day she'll be in our mock draft.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll just start picking assistant coaches, eh?
Hey, another reason to go visit. Hey.
There's only one we want.
Let's go to Seattle.
Oh, I love Seattle. Yeah. Love Seattle.
Yeah.
Let's record a pod from Seattle.
And we could interview people outside of the arena.
And we can maybe go at the right time of year and get a football game in.
Oh, Oilers' God, schedule is out. Too. We should be checking when the Oilers play the Seattle Kraken.
Great idea. Should also check what the NFL Seahawks schedule is looking like.
Ugh,
I don't like the Seahawks, so I'd the like 12s. If it was a team that I enjoy.
Let us know if you want to come on a sports trip to Seattle with us.
Yeah.
You can probably
come. You know what? We can arrange a bits trip.
Ooh. Yes.
Yeah.
Somebody sponsor us. We need money. Money, yeah. Please. Okay.
Help me. I'm poor.
Can we go back to the draft for a second and recap our respective teams?
So, yeah. Paulina, at center, you have McDavid. On your left wing, you have Sweet Guy Hyman. On your right, you have Nylander. In your first D slot, you have Dougie Hamilton. And in your right wing D slot, you have Drew Doughty. In between the pipes, you've got Aiden Hill. And on the bench, behind the bench, you have Paul, fuck you, Panthers, Maurice.
Yeah, Stanley Cup champion.
Listen, my team is good.
It's not terrible.
Your line is good.
Yeah.
All right, now let's talk. Let's read off the winning team.
I'll give it a solid B plus.
You just don't like Drew.
Listen, you know what? Here's the thing: you got the first pick, so you got the best player in the world.
Yeah.
So and that's just an absolute Hyman. Game changer.
You know what? Forget about
you
it.
You got the best combo in the world. About it. Yeah. All right. Okay, all right. Now on to my team,
Quinn.
Let's tell me the winning group here.
At center, you have Nathan MacKinnon. On your left wing, you have Stamkos, right wing, Braden Point.
Oh, what a forward line.
Oh. Your D pairing is Morrissey and Petrangelo. In between the pipes, you've got
Skin Daddy!
Word Skinner.
Skin Man.
And you've got Rick Tocchet as your head coach.
Ricky.
All right.
Very good.
Ricky Bobby. Okay, and with coming in with an A++, we have my team at center. We have dear Sidney Crosby. We have Brad Marchand on the left. We have Verhaeghe on the right. And then, honestly, if we get points for defensive duo, I think I do win this one. Makar and Riley. In net, we have Jari and, of course, our sharp pencil Knobs as my coach.
Love it. Honestly, all great lines.
Quinn obviously wins.
Well, I disagree, but whatever. It's fine.
We'll find out. You know what? Let the people decide.
I made one mistake. I made one mistake.
You made a Doughty.
No, I Doughty.
I Doughty you.
No, I stand by
it
Drew.
It was a Dougie.
It was Dougie. It was burned by Dougie. Listen, he...
Burned by a Yale... student. Yeah. Did he graduate? Do we know?
I think he's working
Ivy
towards
League.
It.
He's
working towards it. He's so
smart.
He's
going to go back as a mature student.
He's so smart. He can shoot with both sides. He's ambidextrous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally.
I'm going to plant that seed now.
Quick recap, too. We also have a new line of Crocs coming out, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Keep following us for updates on our Croc launch. Croc skates.
Croc bonies.
Patent pending.
Maybe not. We're going to workshop that.
We're going to workshop it. Okay. Well, thank you for listening to the bits. And
make sure you go vote.
Hey,
buy our Peach Power Sour available at Arcadia Brewing.
Yeah.
The Bits Peach Power Sour. It's sour. She's sour, but she's a nice... crisp beer for a hot day.
You pull her right out of the fridge, frosted glass.
Oh, yeah. Woo-hoo! Not mad. Okay, we'll see you on another time. Thank you for listening to The Bits. You can follow us at The Bits Yeg on Instagram and subscribe, tell your friends. You can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.